When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Terrio Media.
Success in real estate has nothing to do with shiny objects. It has everything to do with mastering the basics. The three pillars of real estate investing: attract, convert, exit. Matt Terrio has been helping real estate investors do just that for more than a decade now. If you want to make money in real estate, keep listening. If you want it faster, visit reiace.com. Here's Matt.
All right, so five investments that everyone should make. The first one, you. Invest in yourself. And specifically, I'm speaking of education, training, and skill development. Because, you know, it's been said that formal education will make you a living. Self-education will make you a fortune. And that was actually Jim Rohn that said that, the original mentor to Tony Robbins. You know, when you graduate from college, there's a big reason that speech that's given at the graduation, it's called the commencement speech, right? Because after your formal education is complete, it's just the beginning. That's when the real learning begins. So never stop investing in your education. And I'd have to say that's probably more true today than it has ever been before. And it's likely going to be even more important tomorrow, because we live in this rapidly and drastically changing world. Eric Hoffer, I mean, he was way ahead of his time when he said, in a time of drastic change, it is the learners who inherit the future. The learned usually find themselves equipped to live in a world that no longer exists. So I want you to know there are no dumb investments, just dumb investors. And I don't want you to be one. So invest in your education. Number two, invest in business, specifically your business. Investing in your own business, it does a few things. It gives you control over your finances like you have no other investment. You've got no control over what the stock market does. I mean, the wind, it can change direction tomorrow and your portfolio is down 30%. By no doing of your own, even. Or maybe you're invested in a century-old company, a household name, like something like a Lehman Brothers. And that can go out of business seemingly overnight, and you're completely wiped out by no doing of your own. You've got no control there. Inside of your own business, you've got control. Investing in your own business, it removes the income ceiling that accompanies most jobs. There's no limit on your income when it's your own business. And here's why this is important, because if you want money to work for you, you're going to need some to put to work. And the typical day job, even regardless of what it pays, it never seems to provide the extra or enough money to invest to make any sort of significant impact, any sort of significant progress. Simply starting a business is going to change how money flows to you in our society. And here's what I mean. People's biggest expense in life is taxes. And when you don't own a business, you pay Uncle Sam first, and then they're gracious enough to let you keep what's left over. But when you do own a business, you pay yourself first, and then Uncle Sam gets what's left over. You know, whether full-time or part-time, start a business and invest in it. Number three, invest in your environment, meaning the people that you surround yourself with. You've heard this before, I know. You'll be the average of the five people you spend most of your time with. It's an overused cliche, and forgive me for using it, but that doesn't make it any less true. I mean, if you aspire to be, do, or have more, then you need to seek out and spend time with people who are being, doing, and having more than you. There's probably no greater shortcut to what you aspire to than surrounding yourself with the right people. And here's why. You're going to have access to wisdom in ways that you never would. You'll have access to resources in ways that you never would. You'll have access to key contacts and relationships in ways that you never would. And you're going to have access to evidence of what you aspire to is real, that it's tangible, that it works, that it's possible for you. And that type of evidence, that cannot be overestimated. And you're going to have access to peer pressure in ways that you never would. And I know that sounds kind of weird, kind of funny, access to peer pressure, but here's what I mean. I mean, think back. We can all think back in high school at some point where we did something stupid just because other people were doing it. It just happens. We're human. We assimilate. That's what we do. But that's the dark side of peer pressure. But it works both ways. There's a light side. You see, when your peers are crushing it, you'll be pressured to crush it too in ways that you never would have before. And when you're in your environment, I want you to keep your eyes and your ears open for those special relationships. And I'm speaking specifically of mentors. Get close to them. Be of service to them. Be of value to them. Pay them if you must. It's one of my bigger regrets in life, not making it a priority to seek out mentors much earlier. So places to look to start improving your environment. A quick and easy place, cheap, easy, free, at free actually, meetup.com. Or start Googling industry organizations that you can join. Country clubs. Ask around for networking groups and mastermind groups. And some of those are free, some of them cost a lot. You know what, a little tip, over the years I've used the cost of entry as a clue as to who's in the group. Because if you want to be rich, it's more likely to happen and happen quicker by hanging out with rich people. And rich people join expensive clubs and groups. Your environment, it's an investment, and sometimes it's a huge one, but it pays back like no other. Number four, invest in income real estate. Surprise, right? Because it's real, and it's gonna be here as long as you are. You can't say that with so much certainty about any other investment. And I don't advocate real estate because I love real estate. I advocate real estate because I love reliable, big returns on my money. And real estate has produced more wealth for more people than anything else on the planet. And it does so because it has multiple profit centers. It returns your investment in multiple ways. Like the first way, it saves you money by mitigating your tax liability. Second, it appreciates. Third, someone else pays you for its use. And you take that money to pay for the real estate itself. And then what's left over is the fourth reason, the income, the cash flow. It produces a monthly income for you. And the average person has access to leverage inside of real estate like no other investment. And that leverage, it multiplies all four of those profit centers collectively by three at least. And that's just the leveraging of money. When you start leveraging other people's efforts and experience and resources, that return can climb to a multiple of 10 pretty darn quickly. Not to mention real estate's hedge against inflation. You see, it's never going to be worth zero. It'll never bottom out. Real estate, when done right, has the highest returns with the lowest risk. So invest in yourself, invest in your business, invest in your environment, and invest in income real estate. That's four. I said five. The fifth one, I want you to invest in experiences. Invest in life. After all, that's why we invest, isn't it? To make life better, to enjoy it with those that we love and care about most. Life is short. Don't miss it. You work hard to get your investments to perform. And when they do, invest in experiences. Invest back into your life. Enjoy it while you're here. Which one of these five investments is your portfolio missing? Or which one could it use a little bit more of?
Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. Huh. Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.